Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is Sasha, SashaTalks.com. Thank you for supporting Sasha Talks on BBS Radio. I've been receiving messages from many different locations, so it's always entertaining to know what interests people when they visit the radio station and with the various shows. Those interested in engaging in today's segment are welcome to go to SashaTalks.com, click on the contact page, and submit your thoughts, questions for this evening. And if you have any questions regarding services or the website itself, please share. All terms of service and disclaimers do apply for all of the segments, as well as any work presented of Sasha Talks on any medium out there. As we bring the year to a close, I thought we should walk down memory lane with some of the great topics that we got to cover, and hopefully some of them will come in handy as you guys create your resolutions list. I know people who adhere to a New Year's resolution, and then there are those who don't. I just happen to be some of those that are better off not coming up with a New Year's resolution. I feel that I personally do better that way, but everyone works differently. I want to thank all of the guests that joined me early on in the year. We engaged in great discussions over the beauty of coaching, the intuitive insights and development, what defines passion, how did some of these great talents get started along their path, and how they're making a difference in the world out there. And some of their work has been linked to SashaTalks.com. Initially, early on, I had also covered a topic on the M word, money. Money is such a complex topic to discuss because it's also sensitive. Some cultures discuss money very openly, and then there are other cultures who view money to be a very sacred, private thing. And at the end of the day, I don't believe it comes down to culture. It's an individual choice. Do you have a healthy relationship with money? What are you doing with your money? How do you attract money? And if you are one of those individuals who have made great success strides in manifesting money this year, I would be really interested in learning what did you do to manifest the money. For the majority of people, we do have to work for the money, but in order to manifest abundance of it, I do believe that there are other variables that play a great role. Your mindset, attitude. What did you do by thinking outside the box to make this happen? Did it happen over a short period of time? Or did you come up with a new revenue money stream that will play a role in your as a side income? So money was something that was very interesting to hear people talk about, and also to hear their stories, because people either have money or they're always looking for more money. And if they have more money, they're always trying to hold on to it. And that also ties into the world of energy, where I allude to that when you are given gifts from the universe, show gratitude, but don't forget to pay it forward. And if you have any updates on how you created financial abundance, and if you feel there are other audience members who may benefit from your strategy, please go to the website and drop me a note. I would be really interested in knowing what worked for you. And if you had any challenges along the way, I also want to learn about that. Because when we go about a goal, we're not always going to meet that goal the first time we try it out. And sometimes we have to give it a few tries before we get something right. Now, moving along, we also covered the spiritual aspect of Sasha Talks. And one of the things that we discussed was old souls. When people come to me, they want to know what's going on in their worldly life affairs. And at times I have clients who come to me and we talk about old souls, past lives, past life regression. What comprises an old soul? What is it about them where you meet someone, even if they're very young, biologically in age, and you feel that they've been around many times over and nothing shocks them? There's a very high degree of comfort level. They're very at peace with themselves. They're non-judgmental. There's a sense of comfort that they present that makes you wonder that have you had an old soul connection before? Are they part of your soul family? And old souls are very interesting to study because there are many facets to defining them. And just because I shared a few examples, that is not a fair representation of what an old soul is. Nurture their soul. If they're an old soul in this world, they have a great sense of affinity towards certain things in life, and they value relationships better. There's a lot going on within the soul aspect where spiritual beings are having a human experience, and we talk about the conflict and how do they go about resolving conflict. How could you spot an old soul? The next thing that I did touch upon was my clients, the audience is usually one of their top three questions when they write to me. Time. When will this happen? When will that happen? How could I speed my results up? Why is there a delay in my love life? I'm tired of dating. Finally, there has to be someone out there for me. Time? Is there time in the spiritual realm? And how does energy react to time? Energy reacts to readiness. So if we keep on deferring, embracing the truth around us, or dealing with a matter that needs attention, and we keep on hiding all of that under the rug, we keep on delaying man-made time. Our souls don't work according to man-made time, which is the calendar. You give me a date, you give me a time, you give me a calendar date or a month. And when I used to do time frames, that's the only thing that people would remember. That I decided I'm not going to do time frames anymore because my clients, I cannot speak for everybody, but a good portion of them started manipulating their decision-making process based off the time. And then they wouldn't listen to any of the comments I would make. They would just walk away with a number or a date. And I thought that was really foolish because time is relative. And majority of times, if you don't maintain your energy, ground your energy, have a positive attitude, you don't control your emotions and your actions, then time plays no role in your path. And energy reacts to readiness. So if you are an evolved soul, you may have easier experiences than some of the people that are of your peers. But there's no set time where you're going to get married, have a child, this will happen or that will happen. There are some professionals that do specialize in man-made time, and they may provide tool readings, and that perhaps would be a better path for you to seek out if you just want to know when something will happen. But when I work with the concept of time, I look into a client's past, present, and potential future, and based off things how they have manifested so far, I could give you an estimate of where things reside. But time is a very popular question, I will admit that. Then listening to your inner voice. How do you improve the intuition that you're born with? I believe everybody has an intuitive seed in them, whether you nurture it or you have ran from it, but now all of a sudden life circumstances have forced you to acknowledge your intuition. The inner voice. The inner voice could be your best friend. It could make you a better human being. It could make you a better contributor, member of society. It could help you make decisions in your love life, in your career, with manifesting things, money. It will also feed your soul. The inner voice is there for a reason. The universe did not present tools and things within us and around us for no reason. Everything happens for a reason. Everything exists for a reason. And whether we apply it to our benefit or not, that's your choice. That's the beauty of life. There's always that free will that exists. I will say there are some things in life you could run from, can't hide. And I talk about the inner voice of how you could nurture it, how to strengthen the chord of listening to your gut feeling, how important it is to synchronize your mind, your soul, your gut, and listening to your body. Your body displays physical signs at times, and to be very mindful of your emotions. It's like a GPS. Each one of you have a GPS within you, whether you feel the need to use it or not. There are always skeptics out there that say, Sasha, you know, I tried using my GPS, but it led me the wrong way. It takes practice to acknowledge the inner voice and to have that relationship. If you're looking for overnight miracles, when you created a hot mess and it took a long time for you to get to that tough, tight situation that you're trying to break out of, it's also going to take time to break free of that past energetic burden and bond. Everything takes time to manifest. And depending on what you're manifesting, some things may manifest very fast and some may take time. And there's always that challenge of checking in with yourself that, am I doing things properly? Do I have the right attitude? Your attitude gets reflected in your behavior. Are you inviting unwanted energies in your space? Do you have other negative people there around you? Sometimes we get in our own way and we don't realize it, and we always think that, you know, everything is delayed or someone is doing something to you. It's not half the time. People have to let go of that schizophrenia, that paranoia, and realize that maybe you made a decision and it wasn't the best decision, so how about we work on making it right and make it work in your favor? There's plenty of abundance, but we live a finite life on the Earth realm, that we all have a timer ticking, and it's only a matter of time that timer will go off. But time doesn't stop for us. So either we have to learn how to make time our ally, or it's going to be our enemy. And don't badmouth time. Because if you badmouth time, I guarantee you, time will badmouth you. Majority of people know out there, when you're waiting for that email, for that phone call, for that meeting to come through, or I didn't hear back from my employer, did I get the job or not? When you're waiting, that waiting period just feels forever. So treat time in the proper context, but don't let it dictate all of your decisions. You have to leave some flexibility. And the more flexible we are, the better results we'll have, and we'll also react better to those things. And remember, if you view the glass half full, chances are you've already started out off a decent path. Then I talked about examples of intuitive readings, what works for people, what doesn't work for people. And in my case, I always tell potential clients that come with an open mind and heart. If you're not ready for the truth, I am unfiltered. I will pass along the good and the bad. I often smile when people say, it's okay, Sasha, if you want to tell me the truth. And I tell them, I'm not going to ask you the truth. The fact that you made it this far in a live session, you will get the messages. Whatever I get, you get. Whatever I do not get, you do not get. And going to different professionals is similar to listening to different radios. Each radio picks up very distinct frequencies. So it's very questionable whether you're going to align all professionals in category, because I find it to be inappropriate, because everybody specializes in a different niche or a different specialty. And depending on what you're trying to accomplish by getting a reading, that will dictate how well you embrace it or not. At the end of the day, you have the free will. Readings are there just to give you an idea of where things stand, what your options are, but you don't have to be subject to only that forecast that may be presented before you. So the more people understand the metaphysical realm from a broader perspective, it will only come in handy for them to work and take advantage of readings and to understand that they're a crutch, they're a tool to help you along your path, but they are not there to make the decisions for you. The decision comes from you, not the reader, not the guides, not the tools. And the more you keep on deferring those decisions, then you're not making progress. You're going to start feeling that, okay, maybe I got away with it this time, that I don't have to be put in this tough spot to make a decision later. Not necessarily so. Pay attention to the patterns that play out in your relationships or any challenge that you're facing. What pattern is it? When does it peak? And how come it keeps on playing out the same way? If you keep on doing things the same way and then keep on hoping there's a different outcome, then there's a misalignment. Make a mindful decision. Know what you're doing. Don't do it because someone told you to do it and deep down you don't agree with them. And you don't even understand what they said. If you don't understand it, question it. That's where responsibility comes in. Then we also cover the concept of gratitude, which I cover different aspects of it every year. And I shared how there are various ways of going about investing your time, whether you're volunteering, you're going through nonprofit organizations, are you teaching someone a skill so they could pay it forward? What is the greatest favor that was bestowed upon you, and what did you do about it? How did you benefit from it? And have you brought any surprises in somebody else's path? Surprises could be a good thing. And I think when you're giving, it's one of the most selfless experiences that you derive gratitude and just sheer joy to know that you're helping someone. And you don't always have to be in a position that where you could spare money, but you could invest your energy, your knowledge, whether you're tutoring somebody, you're teaching them, you're professionally mentoring them, you're creating a group of your own to help those that are in need. In the past, I believe I've talked about Women for Women International, World Vision, the Ricky Martin Foundation, and a few others. And this year, I talked about the charity Fuck Cancer, which is a Canadian charity, Sleepyhead Beds, which welcomes bed donations for children and families that are in need. And I think it's one of the very creative ones, very simple at heart, but a great mission that they're spreading, and it's headquartered out of Kansas City, Missouri. And then Souls for Souls, where they accept donations of shoes, and they have a global presence, which overlaps with BBS Radio's presence, which is great because if we are able to get the word out, there are people in many different countries who have shoes to spare, or they could run campaigns, whether it's in school or in an institution or a private one out of your home or in your town, collect all the shoes and then pay it forward. That's something that we take for granted. A pair of shoes, and you don't realize if you have one good pair of shoes, it could take you really far. And then moving along, we also touched upon the world of love and relationships, something that is very common in the world of Sasha Talks, and where people come to me and they want to know things about social media and dating, online dating, how to go about it. And I typically talk about the do's and don'ts of dating. So if you tap into the segment that was about social media and dating and why I don't answer questions on social media and not to go cyber-stalking your dates, be safe about your mission. Don't forget that the goal of dating is to find someone that's compatible for you. Whether you're looking for exclusive dating, casual dating, or a serious relationship, you should not lose the focus of your goal. Sometimes people give up too soon, other times people are discouraged. And one thing we could control is ourselves. We can't always control other people or their behavior. That it's important to go into the world of dating and have realistic expectations. Sometimes people are let down too easily, other times people are let down harshly. And I tell people, follow the golden rule. Do unto others as you wish other people treat you. Then there are relationship challenges that people face. Should you wake up and face your relationship challenges head on? When do you know that it's time to break up? Is there ever a perfect time to break up from a romantic relationship? There's a difference between giving up and knowing when enough is enough. Everybody has a different threshold. This goes both for men and women. It's not always women who are getting the short end of the stick. I also have male clients out there, and I get to hear many types of stories out there. Some that grow out to be wonderful, and then there are some that are disheartening, but each individual out there has to maintain the faith for themselves that when the right opportunity comes along, you will meet that person. And everybody defines dating differently, which is why it's important to let your potential prospective partner know what you're looking for. If you don't ask, you won't receive. But there's a way of going about it. Be nice about it. Honor the other person's space. And I would say don't do that on a first date because it's a little bit too much pressure for the person who's listening to all of these expectations. Have expectations for yourself, but don't go about having a relationship or dating somebody where I have clients who have this emotional relationship running in their head, but in reality, they're not even physically with that person. So don't jump the gun. Pace yourself. And there's a reason and a beauty in things starting out slow. Chances are higher something great will come out of it. And sometimes people just demand a speedy outcome. And you may get it, but you're not going to be left happy at the end. And then dealing with people, we also covered the topic of toxic relationships. How to maintain and get a control, a grip on your environment with the negative people, toxic people. What are toxic behaviors? Do you have to be part of a toxic relationship? We don't get to pick our family. We pick our friends. We don't always get to pick our coworkers. We cross paths with strangers. Some end up being acquaintances, and others remain strangers. There's so much energetic interaction going on in your path that you have to make wise choices of how you are to maintain these relationships and forming boundaries. Not everyone finds it easy to form these boundaries to let other people know that you have to respect my emotions, you have to respect me. And the best way to form these boundaries is have self-respect first, because if you don't respect yourself and you treat everything to be a joke, other people go based off what they see. They are visual creatures, based off what they hear and see and feel. And if they think that everything is a joke to you, they're going to start treating you that way. And you don't want to go down a path where you feel it's a little bit too late to redefine your relationship with people around you. Instead of changing your environment, the type of people that we spend time with, it contributes to our happiness, I should say, but it's not the end all. And sometimes people are challenged that they feel that, Sasha, do you see me getting a new job? I'm not happy with the people I am at. And some people think changing jobs is the answer. Yes, maybe. And in some cases, no. Because if you keep on changing jobs and you keep on falling into these toxic relationships, or this could be in your personal life, changing relationships may not be the answer. Maybe the problem resides within you. You have to learn how to define your relationship, define your boundaries, so you don't keep on attracting the same type of reactions and the same type of relationships. There's only so far you could run, but eventually you will be forced to deal with whichever challenge or hurdle resides around you or within you. Toxic relationships go both ways. We also have to ask ourselves, what am I doing to attract this? Am I participating in this unhealthy relationship? Am I enabling the other person? When we enable other people and we're encouraging their unhealthy behaviors, we're saying it's okay, go ahead, act that way. And it just increases the bar for them to keep behaving in a questionable manner. So we also have to take responsibility for that. And then in some cases, if you know when it's time to walk, you walk, and you have to be courageous and be bold about that decision. Don't self-doubt, or else you're going to fall into that pattern where people leave an unhealthy relationship and then they go back to it because someone changed or something changed and you're hopeful that this time around it will be different. It's no different than keep on changing your work environment and then you keep on attracting a similar type of coworker, a similar type of boss. But sometimes the people are there and they serve as sandpaper. They are a challenge for us and they're trying to refine our soul. But it doesn't mean that you need to take all types of disrespect and, you know, spiritualize it and say, oh no, you know, it's put in my path for a reason. There has to be a balance between common sense, practicality, before looking at matters in a different light. If you're in an abusive situation, you have to leave. Abusive situations don't improve on their own. And one person has to be strong enough, realistic enough, and hopefully I pray they have a support system that if there's any serious type of abuse, you get the appropriate help from the appropriate professional to remove you from that environment. There's only so many excuses people could make for bad behavior. And the scary part is some people never run out of a list and they don't leave that situation. So everything is a choice, and that's where you have to take responsibility. And sometimes we have to take responsibility of decisions that we feel we may be shameful about. But remember, the beauty of life is that there are second opportunities, but you have to be seeking that opportunity out and earn it and not just take it for granted that there's always going to be a boat to come and save you when you're not making the most of what you've been given. And another topic that I would like to briefly touch upon was the Pinocchio syndrome, the world of lying, and we discussed it in the example of relationships. How people go about lying and how lying has ramifications. Why do people lie? Are there circumstances where you could lie and benefit from it? And how lying is different from fibbing? And what lies should not be told ever because they have such heinous ramifications that could break up families, that could compromise your financial health, that could ruin your career. And there are things that people have to look at that, yes, just because there are unhealthy behaviors that exist out there, it doesn't mean that we have to make it okay, but we have to understand the core root of these behaviors. Why do people lie? Why do people stay in toxic relationships? Like, what benefit do they derive from it? Sometimes they're afraid of being on their own or being presented with the truth. Why do people run from their inner voice? Why are people so obsessed with the concept of time, but they're not doing anything to move forward in their life? We have a relationship not only with behaviors, attitudes, things, people, intangible emotions, and that's where we all come together and we share our experiences, and hopefully one person learns from another person. There are overlap of commonalities that exist within the audience, different parts of the world, and we come from the same fabric. And I do feel the common thread of Sasha Talks is come with an open mind and heart to experience the difference. And whether you take away anything from these segments, I ask everyone to make the best of the year that you've had, and please come up with a few goals that you would like to achieve for the coming year. It could only help you with your resolution. And if you don't stick to resolutions, just make a mental note of things that you would like to experience, things that you haven't done before. What risk would you like to take? Because life is all about taking a risk. It's just a matter how adventurous we could be at times, whether it comes to emotions, trying new things out, traveling the world, making a difference in someone's life, or someone making a difference in your life. And I will leave you on that note. Next time we connect, I'm sure there'll be many new stories to hear from you guys, so please keep in touch. If you are inquiring about services, messages, questions, go to sashatalks.com. Contact page is the best way to get hold of me. The phone number is for appointments only because at times I used to get interrupted when I was in live sessions. That the number's for appointments only unless you have a professional inquiry. You're welcome to call, but the best way, the most efficient way to get hold of me would be through the contact form. Until next time, be good, be safe, be blessed. God bless.